This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Since the Affordable Care Act was passed in 2010, states have had the option to expand access to Medicaid through federal funds. Wisconsin is among a minority of states that didn't accept these funds, which extends Medicaid access to people living just above the federal poverty line.
Governor Evers included Medicaid expansion in his most recent budget, but the proposal faces an uncertain future. Although Democrats have long supported the idea, some Republicans are fervently against expansion, while others are looking for compromise.
Sean Kirkby is the assistant editor of Wisconsin Health News, an online publication that covers statewide health care news. He spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers and starts by explaining the timeline of Wisconsin's debate over expanding access to Medicaid.
The Affordable Care Act allowed states to expand Medicaid to childless adults up to 130% of the federal poverty level, which is about $17,000 a year now. And it did so by offering an enhanced federal funding for states that did so. Wisconsin did a different approach. It decided to align the Medicaid program with the private market in the state. And so lawmakers with Governor Scott Walker created a program where the eligibility for Medicaid ends at 100% of the federal poverty level, which is about $12,000 a year. People who make less than that are covered through BadgerCare, which is the state's name for Medicaid. And people who make more of that have to buy their coverage through the individual market or healthcare.gov. And the thinking behind that was that the people who would be buying the coverage would have access to subsidies underneath the Affordable Care Act, advanced premium tax credits that would really lower the price of insurance for them. That was kind of the current state of things, and there wasn't a lot of push underneath Governor Walker to take the federal funding available under the Affordable Care Act to expand the program. That changed with Governor Tony Evers, who has put forward a plan that would expand Medicaid to 138% of the federal poverty level, so that's $17,000 amount, and take the money that the state would see by taking the federal funding, which is more than the state currently sees through the program, and reinvesting the state dollars into the state's healthcare system.
So if we expand Medicaid in Wisconsin, who is that picking up? How many people who are in that kind of block between, 100% of the federal poverty rate versus 130%, how many of them are uninsured right now?
So the governor's administration has estimated that expanding the program would cover an additional 82,000 people through Medicaid. Now, because of the way that it's structured now, about 40,000 of those people have private insurance and have bought their coverage through the Affordable Care Act. And so that leaves about the other half, the other 40,000, without insurance right now.
Okay. So we'd be looking at insuring an additional 40,000 people and possibly moving around 40,000 people off of these private insurance policies?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. What has Governor Evers specifically put forward in his proposal in expanding Medicaid?
So the governor has proposed expanding to 130%, covering those 82,000 people. And that would, because of the higher amount of money that you receive from the federal government, he estimates the state could save around $325 million in just state money alone. And the budget takes that money and it kind of reinvested in the healthcare system and also uses it to draw down more federal dollars from the federal government through these matches and this complicated sort of Medicaid policy stuff. So they estimate that they'd be able to take that money and pull down $1.6 billion, with a B, dollars in federal money to help invest in all these different types of initiatives that kind of address some healthcare issues in this state. So he puts money towards dental care. He would put money towards increasing hospital rates. There's some mental health initiatives that are also within the budget, a package that's also targeting women and infant health in the state. And all of those things are predicated on accepting the federal funding and expanding Medicaid.
So, you know, you mentioned a lot of numbers there, and there right now are these dueling studies over either the beneficial or the detrimental impact of expanding access to Medicaid. Do those numbers come from either of those reports, the numbers coming out of the Evers administration, or have they been checked by these reports?
Those numbers are from Evers administration, and they're just the budget proposal itself. The reports take a little bit of a different approach and looking and seeing how Medicaid expansion would affect the state at large. And so there have been two reports that have come out in recent months from Wisconsin groups looking at Medicaid expansion. The first came out in February from the Conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty and the Center for Research on the Wisconsin Economy at the University of Wisconsin. And basically what they looked at was what taking those federal dollars could mean for the state's private insurance market. Medicaid typically pays less than what private insurance does. And that's led some people to suggest, and some providers to suggest, that there's a cost shift where the people who are on private insurance pay more to make up for the gap in Medicaid reimbursement. And so that report argues that while we would see a state savings in terms of state money, taxpayer money, you would see a net cost of around $600 million per year after you factor in what providers have to do to make up for low Medicaid rates. And that report, it didn't look at expansion's impacts on health, whether or not it had positive or negative impacts on that. And it was critiqued by healthcare advocates in the state for not doing that. And they also got some significant blowback from some economists in the journal Sentinel and other places. And just earlier in this month, in April, the same center that was involved with releasing that report put out a different report with different economists at the University of Wisconsin. And they took a different approach at accounting for what impact Medicaid expansion could have on uncompensated care costs. So these are costs that are essentially when people who do not have insurance and can't afford the care, hospitals will sometimes write off that amount of money as charity care or bad debt. So they took a look at what Medicaid expansion could have on hospital uncompensated care costs. And they estimated that it could actually save up to $100 million a year and that there would actually be a net positive benefit from taking this money. And they also dispute the earlier study as well.
So we have these dueling proposals going back and forth. And on the side of that, we have legislators who are also kind of dueling over whether or not Medicaid expansion is ultimately beneficial for the state. What are legislators saying on both sides of the aisle?
The Democrats have been pushing for Medicaid expansion for a very long time. And so they're all for Governor Evers' budget on this. The Republicans have long opposed Medicaid expansion, but you're beginning to sort of see a few Republicans come forward and talk about potentially looking for some sort of compromise. We have like legislative panels occasionally, and at one of these we had Representative Dale Coinga, who is a Republican from Brookfield, and he talked about that he was, you know, personally not opposed to Medicaid expansion. And there have been other Republicans, Senator Patrick Teston, who chairs the Senate Health Committee and is a Republican from Stevens Point, has talked about potentially looking for a compromise model. And Senator Alberta Darling, Republican who is the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee and is from River Hills, has talked about potentially looking at Utah, which has taken a sort of similar path to Wisconsin in terms of covering people up to 100% of the federal poverty level to that 12,000. So those are, we're beginning to hear a little bit of interest in a potential compromise, but we also still hear from some Republican leaders who are very much against this still. You know, just this week, the Associated Press reporter Scott Bauer did a story about some Republicans looking for compromise. And Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tweeted back in response to that, hashtag never. So there's a lot of concern among Republicans about shifting people from private coverage to public coverage, that they do not want to see those 40,000 people who now have private coverage be moved to a public program. So we'll have to see, you know, who kind of goes forward on this.
You know, you mentioned Utah, and when you look at Medicaid expansion throughout the country, it hasn't just been Democratic states, Democrat-run states, but rather Republican and Democrat-run states. When we compare what Governor Evers is proposing in his budget legislation to these Republican states that have expanded Medicaid, how does it stack up?
So a lot of this, it depends a lot on the state that you're looking at. Most states, I believe, have gone and done the Medicaid expansion fully through the Affordable Care Act all the way up to 138%. You see a few states like Arkansas trying to do these different approaches in terms of having, you know, the private option. A few other states that have received approval earlier have used premiums and work requirements as kind of the compromise to get Republicans on board. That was the case in Indiana. And that is, it's a little bit of a different conversation because we already have those approved in Wisconsin and are set to implement them later this year. So I'm not sure if that would necessarily be an avenue for, you know, compromise in terms of that since we already have those. But that's kind of the lay of the land, is that a lot of states have expanded all the way underneath the Affordable Care Act, and then there are a few sort of variations, usually around work requirements in the states that were more conservative-led.
And it seems like a lot of those states, or at least some of those states, are now facing judicial backlash to some extent where their work requirements are being found unconstitutional.
Yeah, and so that's happened in Kentucky and Arkansas. And one thing that sort of comes up with that is that the work requirements, they vary considerably from state to state. And so in terms of like Wisconsin's work requirements, basically it affects, you know, people who don't have kids in the program. And it kicks in that you lose coverage after 4 years of not working, so 48 consecutive months. And this isn't in effect yet. It'll go into likely go into effect later this year. Other states, though, they're a lot more stricter. And in Arkansas, for instance, when those requirements went into effect, about 18,000 people or so, I believe, the last I checked, and that could be a little bit different now, have lost their coverage. And people aren't sure why they lost their coverage, but it is something that happened after these work requirements went into effect.
I guess we'll see where the proposal goes and whether or not it makes it through the legislature. But Sean Kirkby, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work with me.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Sean Kirkby is the assistant editor of Wisconsin Health News, an online publication that covers statewide health news. He spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers, and there is more information at WUWM.com.